the other big story of the day. The ANC has briefed the media on plans towards the upcoming local government elections. The election will be held on the 1st of November. Are you ready for this? Because it's come so quickly. All of a sudden, we thought we had until February, but the Constitutional Court has said, nope, it's got to be the 1st of November. Well, today's briefing by the ANC was led by the head of elections for the party, Fikile Mbalula. And he basically said, we're all systems go, but you've seen the infighting that has happened over the past week and also before that. Joining us is Eyewitness News political reporter Sidi Madia. Good afternoon, Sidi. Infighting and protesting at Lathuli House. Will the ANC be ready for its candidates list to be submitted next week? I think that's the big golden question. Hi.
Good afternoon, Ray. I actually think this time around they are going to get it in on time. From what I understand, the party's gone to great lengths to sit with provinces. They're doing it today. They started yesterday, 3 a day, to sit with the provinces to go through their list, check if the ID numbers are correct, check if the person is in the right ward, if the person is registered. If they're not, they have this little window this weekend to make sure those people are registered. So I actually think that they know what is at risk, what they could lose, and I think they will get it right in spite of the disputes that we keep seeing and hearing about.
You see, that's the big point. What happens with these disputes? Because if candidates keep bashing it out amongst themselves and perhaps they head to the courts as well, this could theoretically still scupper the entire process.
I think on paper, one would imagine that it does, Ray, but I don't know if you saw, there was a statement, the ANC was upset with the EWN, Eyewitness News, over our reports that they missed a deadline. They missed a deadline on Saturday where they were all meant to have been dealt with. Then they took a decision that they will deal with disputes even beyond the elections. And they explained to me that the reason why this was happening is that some of these disputes aren't necessarily have merits, rather. That some of these are clearly somebody saying, but I'm better, I deserve to be the counsellor, or their sectional issues. Remember, the post of counsellor for some people is a bread and butter issue. And now the ANC has evolved communities, and some of their members who served for a long time are now being rejected by communities. So it's trying to manage all those things. Hence the party says, no, we'll go on, we'll have these people that we registered, and if the dispute holds water, even after the elections, then we'll push towards a by-election in that area. For them, it's that simple. They will go ahead, they'll hear out all the disputes. As you said, that some of these could end up in a court of law. So they are trying to give them a hearing, but they're saying that they will push ahead and make sure that they're able to register and participate and contest in the wards come elections on the 1st.
I just want to look at some of those problematic areas, especially the northwest. Is it just the northwest and Limpopo province, or are there other problematic areas?
You know, in terms of the numbers where they do not manage to register, one would have to say KwaZulu-Natal led, and then, of course, Limpopo. But in terms of the infighting, to a point where Halima Matante, who's the former deputy president of the party, but also somebody who's been leading the elections committee of the ANC, he even got, I think, upset. And I don't know what it takes to upset somebody like Halima Matante, but he got upset with the leaders in the Northwest, the coordinator of the Northwest, Samani Chauke, to a point where he lodged a complaint with the party saying that there's a misinformation and misrepresentation of what he had directed and what has been agreed upon versus what the province leadership will do. So the Northwest is really a key issue, from what I understand, because there's so much fighting there. There hasn't been stability in that province for years. For years, even when Supra Mahumapelo was removed, they still didn't have stability. So that's one of the big problems that they're trying to deal with, trying to make sure that that list is also good to go when they have to submit by Monday, on the 21st, rather.
You saw the media briefing today. You attended it. There's criticism of the infighting that you've just spoken about now, the infighting in the governing party. What did Fikile Mbalula have to say about this? Surely the ANC must be worried, because at some points residents need service delivery and the Northwest has been battling with us.
He kind of went through a lot of the issues that the ANC is facing. He tried to also answer questions about local government and had a little bit of hope, if you may, about what's potentially available to the ANC in terms of the work that national government, provincial and local government could do together. He spoke about issues that are in his government portfolio, the railways. He spoke a little bit about electricity, saying that as far as he's concerned, there are ways around those. What I found really interesting, Ray, was the conversation again about the disputes. And this particular issue is about renewal of the party, where the party is trying to do things slightly differently. And what it's done is it's led to violence as well. When you think about Inanda, where people were gunned down, I think three women are gunned down. So it speaks about how they're trying to be a democratic organization. They're trying to renew themselves and how they do things. But previously, they would just pick their own people. If you're number one, you're guaranteed the mayorship. And he said, that's not what we're going to do this time around. There will be interviews. They spoke a lot about interviews, but there'll be interviews where people are interviewed. And if you're not good enough, simply then you can't serve. That they realize that people have told them that they're not happy with what the ANC has been fielding, that people want to be served at local level by skilled people with the expertise, with the qualifications to serve communities. And that's what the ANC is trying to push itself into. So in terms of governance, the outlook or what the ANC is going to put on paper, that's what it's trying to do. That's part of the dispute problem that it's facing at the moment.
Eyewitness News political reporter, Sidi Madia.